Actually, just 2 years ago in Taiwan, people would ask exactly the same question, like the two main parties, they interlock each other, and we cannot actually get anything done because always is fighting and debating. And I think a lot of the dynamic here is about the traditional media. And this is especially true when traditional media was still on the era of paper and ink. Because with paper and ink, the space of conveying information is very limited. And so just to attract people's attention, one would, of course, do a very sensationalist take on the matter, even though maybe they ask the experts or the scholars who offer a very balanced view, but the editorial title is always, just the most sensational part angle of the opposition. But with social media and social computing in general, we start to see a new crop of what we call the self-media, which is people who practice in the deliberations, who practice in the civil society, in the private sector, in the public sector, and just use Twitter or Facebook or any of their blogs and so on to try to convey their own point of view in an unfiltered way. And I think just in the past 2 or 3 years, Taiwan has been, one of the actually the most active country on Facebook. And there's a projection that says, by the end of this decade, there will be more Taiwanese Facebook users than Taiwanese people. And because more some people has more than one accounts. And so in this regard, people will start to see media as something that has its own agenda. But without this, comparison with different social media, people were not aware of this. And so it become very easy for the media to, as you said, optimize to for the attraction that comes from the inherent conflict or opposition of the values. But more and more, we're seeing that people who control their own media become their media, do not put so much emphasis on abstract values. They put a lot of emphasis on concrete policies and concrete items, and on those things, it's easy to get consensus or overlapping consensus because people don't have to agree on worldview to agree on, what the street should be fixed. It is a very concrete item. So as we go deeper and deeper into this kind of multi-layer social computing, I think the traditional media's agenda setting will necessarily change, and when that changes, I think along with the change, people will see those artificial conflicts or artificial oppositions are like the thing of yesterday, like artificial scarcity and things like that. So I think really just become the media. It is the way forward to fix this problem.